What if that convulsion of the earth's surface, and read the modern scientific theories of the continent drift, and get a jigsaw puzzle, and cut the next globe you can buy in pieces, and see if North and South America fit to Europe and Africa without a hole. And if the continents, as modern theory says, have been drifting apart, where'd the hole go? Put Atlantis there and sink it, and the jigsaw puzzle fits. You say, you believe in Atlantis? Don't know yet. Just searching. Here's the story. Plato first discussed Atlantis in the dialogue known as Timaeus. Crecius. Then listen, Socrates. Oh, it's 9:20. Got to stop and let you talk to me. Got another book here, too. You want me to just leave this one, never go back to it? Yeah, I dangled the eels. But if there was an Atlantis, I can explain now the unfairness of those poor creatures of habit whose primordial ancestors swam the same distance from the Sargasso Sea to Atlantis as those going out of the west side of the Sargasso Sea swam to the western South American continent. If Atlantis sunk, it's like setting out on a swim for a marker that disappeared. They got a long trip. If you've got the heart for it, we'll explain the Gulf Stream one of these days and its strangeness. But that Gulf Stream now goes over a vacuum left, if Atlantis existed, by a sinking continent. And if you're lazy and you're born an eel, you better pray you come out of the west side of the sea, Sargasso Seaweed Sea, rather than the east side. Because you're going to have to make a long swim before you start your honeymoon when you start the trip back. So if you're overeager about getting married and you're an eel, you better keep your face toward the west and not toward the east. Because they got to go now all the way to Europe and all the way down under the Gulf Stream and all the way back. Now, that proves I can undangle some things. Why I was getting on it, though, I've only touched it without a look at the Gulf Stream. Why is the ace the most valuable card in the deck? You know that? You know where that comes from? You got to understand the Bible to even understand poker. What if Og crawled on that ark? Where did those giants come from? I know what the New Testament says about eight souls, but do you know everything about God's book on the subject? Are you sure nobody else survived? Where did the giants come from? Where was Enoch? Was he really with those watchers working on the pyramid? And like all construction workers, turn them loose for a weekend, they messed up the genealogy of mankind. I'm telling you, the Bible's an interesting book. Why didn't Og get washed off the ark? Well, I didn't say he got on it. But if he was a giant, he probably had a long reach. I didn't say he was on it. I just read from the Hebrew commentary on Genesis. Interesting questions. When you were reading the book of Enoch, you read up to a point where it said until, and then you stopped. Did I really? Richmond, this king's house would like to know about the Amazon women. Possible offshoots from Og. Now, why would you want to know that? And here's a couple in Woodland Hills. They're asking me a question that requires an expert beautician to answer. Well, I'll answer it. The answer is yes. Hayward said, could sinking Atlantis be connected anyway with the Bermuda Triangle? That's interesting, isn't it? We'll see. What if you showed us those pictures of the treasures in Ecuador that you were going to show? I wasn't going to. I will sometime, though. Windsor, Connecticut. Just got in from work. I'm kind of lost as to where we are. Well, bless your heart. Burbank, tell Doc we got a chart on the Nielsen ratings for a week. And are they making you one of them? That's a handful of the same people. We listen to Doc as our only choice. I hope you're on their list. Could the Tree of Life be the pyramid? Not unless you got teeth that'll bite through limestone. Colton, do you think the Tower of Babel was man's attempt to recreate the mountain of God? I absolutely and uncontrovertibly believe that's true. There's absolutely no sense to the people as smart as they were thinking they could build a tower to heaven unless they had in the culture of their memory a memory of a connection of a mountain of God that reached to heaven. It doesn't make an ounce of sense. Nothing else makes sense of the Tower of Babel but a residual cultural contact between heaven and earth that the mountain of God reached to, and they decide they'll build to it. Dumb idiots didn't know God rearranged things. Now, see, I can answer some questions when I don't want to. What's the name of the book you were reading? Which one? Enoch. That's the name of it. San Gabriel, my husband was an agnostic till we started listening to Dr. Scott. Said, but he still thinks evolution is true. Please repeat, Doc, that evolution is not true. Well, I never have said it wasn't. I've never said evolution is true. I said it doesn't mean diddly-doo to me. It's a theory, not a fact, and it's a theory based upon an assumption that things have progressed in a certain way. What I quarrel with is the application of biological evolutionary theory, unproven, just one explanation, to social evolution, the dominance of that theory in every area which has no basis in fact. History did not go through an evolution like the postulates of Darwinian evolution in the biological realm. And the Darwinian evolutionary theory is that, a theory supported by some facts, denied by others. And you can have evolution. I'm convinced. I found the missing link. Bureaucrats. You can have evolution, and if somebody someday proves it, it won't affect my faith a quarter turn. If God decided He wanted the creation to come about that way, He has the power to speed it up, slow it down, make it happen that way. But man was a new creation. And if man-like creatures evolved, alley-oop, he had solid bone. He was the scientific marvel of the funny paper world for many years when I was a kid. They x-rayed his head and it was solid bone. I'm convinced he produced all bureaucrats. He was the original missing link, riding his dinosaur and carrying his club. So evolution, I don't knock it. I just don't want it dominating other areas in overextension of the theory. They talk about kids being born with a tail. Nobody's telling you that it's not an extension of the vertebrae. It's a fatty tissue. Doesn't necessarily come out of the tail of the vertebrae. Just an extension of fatty tissue out of their back. Doesn't mean a thing. Some people have warts and pimples. And with the chemistry we're putting in people's body, I expect cigarettes to come out of their head. Well, you see a baby born breathing smoke. What some mothers do to their unborn child is beyond me. It's when they extend theories past fact. All evolution did is show in the paleontological levels of geology a certain seeming leave more complicated development of life in later layers of time. Nobody's proved the connections. You assume that in faith. The evidence is weighty in some areas. There is no evidence for the stupid social psychological. Psychology is not a science. Sociology is not a science. Anybody with deep respect for liberal arts training faced that years ago. The scientists have always considered the sociologists and the school of education and the social studies a sort of second class academician, slowly gaining its place in the world, and only gaining it when it gains the ability to distinguish between fact and conjecture. There is no factual basis for the stupid socio-psychological extension of evolutionary theory to social behavior and to the history of mankind. That's German idealism nonsense that modern archaeology has blown asunder. There's nobody in the modern world could build the pyramid. And the ancient cultures were more advanced than the Middle Ages. And we were not savages that stopped swinging from trees, grabbed a club, and finally have grown to the point we can do battle in the Falklands. That's what I fight with. Evolution is a theory. And if there are man-like creatures that evolve, doesn't matter. That's not the man God created. He created one and breathed into him a unique ingredient. Joshua Tree says, "Where in the hell's the Sargasso Sea?" I'm going to let you look for it for a week. I like my audience. Here's somebody from Huntington Beach asking me if I want a book. My Lord, I want any book. I'd even take a bureaucrat if he was bound. Galena says, "Wasn't the earth overspread but Noah and his three sons only?" They had wives. "Is Mu and Atlantis the same?" Oakland says, "No, Mu's Mu and Atlantis is Atlantis." Mu's a theory of an Atlantis type in the Pacific Ocean. Doesn't have the full roots of Atlantis. And it could be a corruption of the old Atlantis theory shoved into an ocean that was close to them, as some people corrupted the Atlantis theory into thinking it was in the Mediterranean. Here's a fellow says, "I'm a nautical engineer and I agree with Dr. Scott. I'm sending $50 tomorrow." I wish everybody agreed with me, he'd send $50. "I want to get that book on the pyramids. What's the name of it?" I didn't read any book on the pyramids tonight. "Is the great step in the pyramid the nation of Israel being formed, reformed?" No. Romita says he's been watching long enough now that he knows he owes something for the teaching. And he wants you to know there are three more in the battle tonight. Now, New King's House tonight. That's good news. I like that. Genesis says the whole world was spread over by Noah's three sons. Well, they had to eat a lot. I mean, they had a little help, is what I'm trying to say. They had wives, they produced kids, but I know what you're saying. How do you know that while they were spreading over, they weren't driving some out and destroying others? Now, I haven't said that anybody survived. I didn't say Og rode the ark like a cowboy. I just asked questions before I get into things. Where is Enoch now? He's with God. You think the whole world was covered with water in the flood? We'll see. New King's House, Los Angeles. "Dr. Scott, you drive me crazy, but I love it." Pico Rivera says, Genesis 2:4. I always like these people that club me with the scriptures. Like somebody catching God and saying, "I gotcha, although I ain't God." I've always known that. It says, They give me a scripture now. Genesis 2:14. Bless your heart, people over there. Says Eden was next to the Euphrates River. Please comment. Which Euphrates? And where did the present Euphrates get its name, and what does it mean? And Artesia says, I don't buy someone sitting on the ark, neither do I. But I just wanted you to see, lest somebody think I was going too far out. I got some predecessors. Question, if Atlantis was the center of the earth, would not Egypt be the extremity of the earth in those ancient days? Good question. We'll see. Can Satan see into the future, or does he only read the pyramid? Well, I can tell you, he does not have God's power. He can't read your mind. He doesn't see in the future. He only knows what God's discussed, and I think he knows what's in the pyramid. I'll tell you that. He knows the Bible better than most of you. Good night, everybody.